Stop looking at me like that.
I'm not looking at you like anything.
That look, right there, that's the one you keep giving me. Stop it.
I really don't think he's looking at you on purpose.
It's weird.
There's nowhere else to look.
We need to knock him out. I can't take it anymore.
Nobody's knocking anybody else out. Unless you keep talking.
Hey, let's maybe not...
You'd want to hit him too, if he was staring at you like that.
You know, I really don't think now is the time to...
Aren't you supposed to be navigating, not whining?
Your smart AI ship does the navigation. That's the whole point.
Okay, then.
Do you guys fight all the time?
Shut up!
Guys, if I could offer a suggestion...
I really don't think you should.
Okay, noted. But all I'm saying is maybe you shouldn't fight in front of your prisoner. And we really need to talk about where we're headed.
As in?
As in telling us more specifics would be a good start. We barely even know who we're going to find. And, you know, I'm not saying I hate being left out of that, but it's kind of the worst. So, where are we going?
Our destination is World 248940.
Oh, not again.
Hold on. Hey. Ship? You don't need to do that. Thanks.
Would you like me to continue answering your question?
We weren't talking to you. Thanks.
I don't like that thing.
Jude, you don't like anything. It's not the AI's fault that they didn't get around to finishing her.
Still don't like it.
Does he actually like anything?
No.
I don't like this. We aren't even running away, we're just taking a trip. Don't they know where we are? Aren't they gonna, like, do something about it? We're stuck in a tiny ship. A really tiny ship.
I told you, this model was never finished. It was barely online. So they probably don't have as much control of it as they'd like. They can't do much to us here, and when we get there, we'll be moving fast enough to give them a run for it. Hopefully.
It still seems risky.
We need help.
And I'm right here. Remember that whole thing where I spent a lot of time with them and figured out things about them and communicated with them, and then you decided that you didn't want anything to do with any of that for some weird illogical reason?
We're going after Matty Ryan.
Matty Ryan, as in the Matty Ryan? As in Matty Ryan whose ship we may or may not have shot down?
We've been over this.
Well, I'm still confused.
We didn't shoot her down. I definitely didn't shoot her down. She must have been after something, so the Institute took her out.
Okay, again with Matty Ryan.
No.
What does she know that I don't know? What does she have that you can't get from, I don't know, your best friend?
Not this again.
Not what again, Jude? You've met her, right? She's weird. She's pretentious. She doesn't even pay attention when you talk to her. She has a bunch of plants in her room. Plants.
You're saying she's the weird and pretentious one?
Yes, Jude, that is exactly what I said.
Come on, stop it. Maddie's where exactly?
I don't know.
Fantastic.
So...
You remember when her ship went down, right? When you talked to her?
Yeah, I remember that. I thought they...
She's alive. She was looking for something. I think she was onto whatever they were doing. Whatever they did to our friend here. She was looking for answers. They got rid of her, and now she's there.
There as in creepy purple alien world.
Bingo.
I'm sorry, and we know this how again?
I might have accidentally gotten into contact with her a little while ago.
You what?
By accident. I was trying to get a signal through, and I stumbled across hers. They've got her. She's over there. And I don't know where her body is, but I'm pretty certain it's on that planet where her ship went down. Maybe the rest of her crew, too. She was investigating this, right? She has to know something they don't want anyone else to have.
I still don't know why it'll be any more than I know.
Because she's a biologist and you're not.
Well, that's irrelevant.
It's really not.
Are we just gonna skip over the part where you talked to her and didn't tell us?
We had some slightly more pressing concerns. Like him. We shouldn't even be talking in front of him.
Oh. No. Keep talking. I'm not even listening. I'm just resting over here.
Do you want me to hit you again?
Point taken.
What did Maddie say?
Not much. I think she's been in shock. She's been wandering around there for who knows how long. She didn't even remember me at first. I think they wanted her help like they wanted yours, Milo. But she got away. We just need to find her body and pull her out of it.
But you don't even know where her body is.
The whole ship went down there. I don't think they moved them very far. And I'm going to call her back anyways. Anything she remembers about right before she left our world is helpful. I can track her down that way.
Okay. I'll help you.
Wait, Trish, what?
He's right. I heard her talk about what she was doing when we talked to her on Ender. She knows things that can help us. It's worth the risk.
Is it really, though?
You're agreeing with me.
Yeah, don't get used to it. So, when are we gonna land?
Soon. A couple of hours, maybe. We're close.
And we're supposed to do what? All get out of here and go running around on the quest to find your missing magical genius girl?
No, I'm going to go by myself. You're going to stay here in the ship.
Hold on, you said I could help you.
You can. Don't let Milo try to help.
That's not...
Or leave him here with Jake.
I don't know. I think we'd have a pretty fun time. Just us guys.
Okay, I'll stay here with them.
Listen, you don't have to like it, any of you. But I know I can find her, and I can bring her back. This is what I do. It's what I'm good at. If anyone's going to find her and pull her out, I've got the best chances. I just need you guys to let me do my job.
I still don't like this idea.
I'm not asking you to like it.
You know what, Jude? Just... fine.
Don't take too long.
Thank you.
I'm not alone. I haven't been alone this whole time. There are things behind me. Things in the corner of my eye that disappear when I look. I can't stop because I know they're right there, waiting. But I'm not alone in that. A whole universe away, there are people who know that I exist. I tell myself that in times like right now, where all I have to talk to is myself. Where I have to keep myself sane by saying the same things over and over and over. Maybe I am losing my mind. Our minds aren't built for isolation. They aren't meant for constant fear and stress. Sooner or later, you hit your breaking point. Sooner or later, you fold into yourself like you're paper thin. And there aren't many people who can take very much of this. I think there are others here. I think I saw some of them a while ago. Before, I don't know what happened, but I think they weren't the same. I'm not the same. That's to be expected, really. We never stay the same person for long. You have new experiences, and your brain stretches. You find who you are, and you become it. But this is something different. This is too fast. And too sudden. It's quite literally alien. Something wants to warp my mind and create something new. I don't want that. Something new. They're making something new. I remember that. I remember that feeling. Invasion. Blending. Minds stretching so much farther than they're meant to. They wanted to know if I could do it. And I couldn't. But maybe they could. I don't remember. It's all a blur. But I think that's why I'm running. I don't want to lose my mind any more than I've already lost it. But I am not alone.
Maddie?
Jude.
Maddie!
You're real. Aren't you?
I hope so.
Where are you?
Listen, I'm going to find you, but I need you to think this time. I need to know where they're keeping you.
Are you here?
No, I'm not. I'm looking for your body. It's hard to explain.
My mind is here, but my body is in your world, and that's what you're trying to find. You need to drag my consciousness back. You're going to get me out of here.
Okay, not very hard to explain. Do you remember anything else from right before you ended up there?
It's all hidden. I'm sorry. I'm thinking.
You're fine. I found your ship. What's left of it, anyway. It definitely looks like you crashed. Do you remember that?
I fell. I was trying to get to my lab to save some samples.
Is that where you are? Your lab? Your body, anyway.
I told you, it's difficult. But I don't think I left the ship, Jude. I'm still there, in the ship, somewhere.
You're doing great. Keep talking. Can you hear me okay?
Everything was turned, all wrong. And they were...
They got you, didn't they? Where?
I know they were after me. I could hear them. I could hear them in the walls.
I know. Anything else?
Have you found any of my crew?
No, I haven't.
You're lying. Don't lie to me, Jude Brogan.
We need to get you out of here.
I could hear them in the walls. Like insects. That was all I could think about. Insects. Parasites. Jude, you need to tell the others that...
Right, we sort of got that message already. Right now I need to find you specifically. Did you make it to your lab?
I might have. I must have. All that research. I wanted to hide it from them. I don't think I could, but I wanted to. I would have gone there. But they were after me. It's... the room with all the glass doors. I liked being able to watch my crew pass by. Jude.
You don't want to hear about them right now.
Jude, I don't know if you should be in there. They might come after you too.
Yeah, well, they can go ahead and try. I'm not in the mood.
Bravery's not going to do you any good with them. It's just stupid.
Okay, let's focus on getting you out. I'm headed into your ship. Are you hurt? Do you know? Your body, I mean.
I don't know. I've been separated from it for so long. I didn't even know you could go without your body for this long.
You and Milo can have a nice long chat about that once we get you out.
Milo Nielsen.
Well, you don't have to say it like that.
I'm sorry. Jude, there's something behind me. I don't want to let it catch up.
What is it?
It's them. They aren't going to let me leave. I don't know if they'll stay behind me for very much longer.
Don't stop. Keep going. I'm getting you out.
You're getting me out.
Exactly. Hold on.
It's closer.
I can see your lab now, okay? I think. I can see everything's on its side. Hold on.
Be careful. They're coming.
I'm fine.
I can see them. They're coming for me too. Jude!
I got you. I see you, okay? There you are. Just hold on. Give me a second. Hold on.
They're right here. They're not going to let me leave. They need me. They don't want me to leave.
One more second. One more second.
I think...
Don't move right away. Trust me.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why. It'll wear off in a minute. You'll be less dizzy.
No, it's just... I can feel my fingers again.
We really need to get back to the others.
The others?
Right, I'm not alone.
But you came here by yourself. To get me out.
Yeah.
You got me out.
I really think you shouldn't get out. Okay.
You actually got me out of there.
I guess I did.
I don't think I can stand up on my own.
I told you. Come on, we better get you back to the ship.
Bright Eyes is written by Amy Meester and produced by Amy Meester, Sydney Fontaine, and Cyrus Fontaine. The voice of Trish Odessa is Sydney Fontaine. The voice of Milo Nielsen is Wyatt Hammond. The voice of Maddie Ryan is Carly Racklin. The voice of Jake Ford is Jake Romano. And the voice of Jude Brogan is Cyrus Fontaine. Original soundtrack by Cyrus Fontaine. To keep up with the cast and crew, follow us on Twitter. All links will be in the description. Finally, consider supporting us on Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes content, artwork, music downloads, and more. Just follow the link in the description. Special thanks to our classified level patron, Kat, and all our other patrons. To learn more about the podcast and its creators, visit us on the web at brighteyespodcast.wixsite.com/brighteyes.